A reading from the Gospel of St. Mark, the 15th chapter, verses 1 through 15. And as soon as it was morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council. And they bound Jesus and led him away and delivered him over to Pilate. And Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And he answered him, "You have said so." And the chief priests accused him of many things. And Pilate again asked him, "Have you no answer to make? See how many charges they bring against you." But Jesus made no further answer, so that Pilate was amazed. Now at the feast he used to release for them one prisoner for whom they asked. And among the rebels in prison who had committed murder in the insurrection, there was a man called Barabbas. And the crowd came up and began to ask Pilate to do as he usually did for them. And he answered them, saying, "Do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews?" For he perceived that it was out of envy that the chief priests had delivered him up. But the chief priests stirred the crowd to have him release for them Barabbas instead. And Pilate again said to them, "Then what shall I do with a man you call the king of the Jews?" And they cried out again, "Crucify him." And Pilate said to them, "Why, what evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Crucify him." So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released for them Barabbas, and having scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Jonathan Blanke, Trinity Lutheran Church, Lexington Park, Maryland.
There's an easily overlooked word in the account of Jesus' interrogation before Pilate in the Gospel of Mark. It's the word "instead." We read, "The chief priests incited the crowd to have Pilate release to them Barabbas instead." According to the Gospel text, two men have been arrested and are now held by the Roman authorities: Barabbas and Jesus. Barabbas is said to be detained because of his involvement in a riot. Jesus, handed over to Pilate by his own people, was apprehended after teaching in the temple and praying with his disciples in a garden. Barabbas apparently committed murder. Jesus had done nothing wrong. Yet we are told that the crowds choose to release Barabbas instead of Jesus. Jesus' own people had stirred up the crowds to reject him. But a man like Barabbas could easily have been a popular figure. His strong-arm tactics would have readily contrasted with a king of the Jews like Jesus, especially a man who wouldn't even answer the charges brought against him, as Jesus did not do. The crowd chooses Barabbas, not Jesus. They clamor to have Pilate release Barabbas instead. As we continue through this holy season of Lent, we're reminded about all of the insteads along life's path. Instead of choosing wholeness, we allow a relationship with a family member to fester because of lingering and self-righteous rage. Instead of resting in a peace that passes all understanding, we become agitated and on edge due to uncertainties about what tomorrow may bring. Instead of embracing hope during times of trial, we give in, either to despair on the one hand or overly optimistic positive thinking on the other. The roads of our lives are littered with all the wrong kinds of choices. In fact, you might even say that whenever we're given the chance to choose either the cross-carrying Lord of life or something else that seems more promising, more to our liking, or less inclined to upset the status quo, we clamor for that something else instead of Jesus every time. The result is a life impacted by the dashed hopes and crushed dreams of a people who go looking for a Savior in all of the wrong places. Thank heaven that God knew all along just what we needed, The prophet Isaiah recorded the vision of a new day when Yahweh would use the good news proclaimed first by the prophet, then by Jesus himself, to grant his people a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit. What's more, Isaiah's promise wasn't only fulfilled in Jesus' preaching. It was in the cross of Jesus that God's instead would trump the failed faith of his people. Because of Jesus' perfect sacrifice for sin, the cross is no longer testimony to the bad choices God's people make. It became instead the place where the grand exchange God had in mind all along would take place. St. Paul writes about that exchange like this: "For our sake, God made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." Through the Lord of the cross, we are no longer declared sinners, but righteous. Instead of the living death we would choose through the Lord of the cross, we have now received eternal life. As you continue your faith journey through this holy season, look to God's instead and not your own. Don't look down. Look up. Look up to the cross of Christ.
We thank Pastor Jonathan Blanke for this meditation on God's Word.